Today's Good People, Good Works will be presented in Urdu and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Oloxese or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, Urdu and Thai. Mahol dost nazreen, assalamu alaikum. और खुश आमदीद आज के प्रोग्राम अच्छे लोग अच्छे काम में सुप्रीम मास्टर टेलीविजन पर। इस हफ्ते की किस्त में शामिल हैं हिलगा अहमद, जो के सदर हैं एक गैर मुनाफई गैर हकूमती इदारे की, जिसका नाम है एक कदम देही तरक्की की तरफ। इसकी बुनियाद पाकिस्तान का दारुल हुकूमत इस्लामाबाद है। इनका एक और मंसूबा फनकोर चाइल्ड आर्ट सेंटर है, जो कि माहौलियाती तहफ्फुज़ के बारे में आगाही पैदा करता है, रवायती सकाफत की हिफाजत, इंसानी हकूक की, अखलाकी अकदार की और अमन की फन की तारीफ और किताबें पढ़ने से। मिस अहमद एक बैनुल अक्वामी तौर पर पहचानी जाने वाली माहौलियाती कारकुन हैं, जिन्हें 2007 में मिला था फातमा जिना एजाज पाकिस्तान की मिनिस्ट्री बराए उमूर ख्वातीन की तरफ से मुआशरे के लिए इनकी बेहतरीन खिदमात के सिले में। इनकी शख्सियत शामिल की गई सब्ज पायनियर में, एक किताब जो कि शायर की अक्वामे मुत्तहिदा के प्रोग्राम बराए तरक्की ने, जो कि दिखाती है इन बेहतरीन खिदमात को पाकिस्तान में माहौल की हिफाजत करने के लिए। हिलगा अहमद पैदा हुई और बड़ी हुई बवारिया जर्मनी में, बाद में वो पाकिस्तान आई, जिसे उन्होंने निसफ सदी से ज्यादा अरसे से अपना घर बनाया हुआ है। इनके शोहर का नाम जमील अहमद है, जिन्होंने पहले काम किया एक सिविल पाकिस्तानी मुलाजिम के तौर पर पाकिस्तान के सरहदी इलाकों में, और बतौर पाकिस्तानी सफीर के काबुल अफगानिस्तान में पाकिस्तानी सफारतखाने की तरफ से। अपने शोहर की मुलाजमत की वजह से वो सारे पाकिस्तान का सफर कर सकी और वो मुलव्वस हुई पाकिस्तान में काबिले तायीद तरक्की और माहौलियाती आगाही जगाने के लिए, इन इम्तिहानात से गुजरने के बाद जो कि इन्हें यहाँ के मुआशरे ने दिए।
सो आफ्टर माय हस्बैंड रिटायर्ड फ्रॉम गवर्नमेंट सर्विस आई वाज एक्टिव विद नेशनल क्राफ्ट काउंसिल ऑफ पाकिस्तान and we were trying to promote traditional crafts, and being personally interested in it I was sort of sent to different areas to see how one could improve. So near Multan there is an area called Kror Bakka, and Kror Bakka has beautiful block printed work and tie and dye work done by the local women and men. Now the dyes which these women were using was highly toxic, and this woman, the moment they finished with the dyes, they used to throw it in the courtyard, and the children used to play. And naturally I was trying to teach the woman that looks as it's very unhealthy and your children become very ill because of it. Then I was able to also teach them how to use a local tree which is called the neem tree, which is now an international tree. It's called neem, the global tree of the future. And the people didn't even know that neem tree is very good for any type of skin problems. So I taught them how to use the neem tree. But simultaneously, I also tried to look around for funding to teach the women how to use the old technique of vegetable dyeing. So we got an expert from Bangladesh, and we tried our level best to have a workshop for 10 days in that area.
एग्रो केमिकल का इस्तेमाल देही रहायशियों की जिंदगी खतरे में डालता है, और ये एक और मौजू है जिसके बारे में अहमद फिक्रमंद है।
कॉटन इज ग्रोन एंड कॉटन हैज इनॉर्मस हाई पेस्टिसाइडल स्प्रेज, एंड बिकॉज ऑफ द पेस्टिसाइड द कॉटन वुड which is used by the rural women as fuel. I took some cotton wood with me to the Pakistan Environmental Protection Agency laboratory, and we discovered that the cotton wood has still a lot of pesticide. So the woman who is cooking the food, and for instance the pregnant girl is told by her mother-in-law, you sit comfortable and you do the cooking. Now, in the process of it, this girl, when she cooks the food, she also inhales the fumes of the cottonwood. She herself, as well as the unborn child, is automatically weakened.
जब हल्का अहमद एक बच्ची थी बवारिया में, वो और उनका खानदान शिकार करता था जंगल में खाने वाले फलों का और पौधों का, जंग के दौरान खुराक की कमी होने की वजह से। मिस अहमद इसलिए जानती हैं बहुत सी अद्वियात, जड़ी बूटियां और पौधों को। इनके कामयाबी की एक कहानी है कि कैसे उन्होंने मदद की कुछ देही इलाकों को दिखाने में, गिलगित बल्तिस्तान के इलाके में, कि कैसे बकथोन इनकी सेहत बेहतर कर सकता है और लैंडस्लाइडिंग रोक सकता है।
And on one visit that was about 15 years ago up into the Karakoram, I discovered the sea buckthorn. Now sea buckthorn is a plant which we as children in Bavaria, our mothers used to send us out to pick the berries from the sea buckthorn shrubs, and our mothers used to make cough syrups because during the war and even after the war, we lived off natural herbs, we lived off mushrooms, and the fruit which the forest gave us. I mean, in Bavaria, our forests are unbelievable. I still dream about them. So our mothers used to send us out to collect different plants for herbal medicines and herbal teas and the rest of it. It was an amazing time, thanks to the forests which we had. So when I saw this berry up there, I asked his people, what are you doing with it? And they said, oh, this is for the goats and the birds are living off it. I said, what do you mean? This is a gift of God who's given it to the mountain people so that during the winter all their illnesses are removed.
कई साल बाद जब वो शिमाली पाकिस्तान के इलाके में दोबारा आई, उन्होंने तलाश किया जनाब मोहम्मद शिफा को, जिन्होंने 6 साल इनके मुतरजिम होने की खिदमात सरंजाम दी थी। उन्होंने इनकी नसीहत पर अमल किया था और उन्होंने मिस अहमद को तस्वीर दिखाई जिनमें उनका खानदान सी बकथॉर्न के पौधे इकट्ठे कर रहा था।
I was so excited by it. Not only did he do whatever I told the people to do, but he also made his son-in-law, who was a welder, weld together a fruit juicer, a fruit press. Now, I had told those people that if you extract the juice from their berries, you have to have at least 2 spoons of the juice per day during the winter months, and it will keep the coughs and cold away. Now, this person, he collected 1 kilo of berries, extracted the juice, and measured it spoon-wise. So he knew exactly how many berries he had to collect, because he had 8 children and there was husband and wife, so there were 20 spoonfuls per day. So he collected that many berries for 3 months during the winter. Then he extracted the juice and he was drying the rest of the residue, and he selected some of the husk and put it in his bread. Mm-hmm. So that also became extra nutrients. And then the rest of it he gave to his cow. Well, after the local people up there discovered that he's doing all those things and that their health has improved, suddenly the local people also got interested in it.
साफ पानी की कमी भी एक और तवील मुद्दती इम्तिहान है जिसका सामना पाकिस्तान की हुकूमत कर रही है। मिस अहमद भी इस बारे में बहुत ज्यादा फिक्रमंद हैं और वो कहती हैं कि बारिश के पानी को इकट्ठा किया जाए और पानी को दोबारा काबिल इस्तेमाल बनाया जाए ताकि पानी की सप्लाई को बरकरार रखा जा सके।
In Libya, if a house wants to get a completion certificate, the government officer comes and looks if there is a rainwater harvesting system functioning in the house, if there is a wastewater recycling system in the house, and then the completion certificate is given. Now, in Islamabad, we don't have any of this. So since many, many years, I have been writing about it, I've been talking on television about it, and I've been going to concerned government officers also, trying to tell them that our water problem is an artificial problem, because Islamabad is being built up very aggressively, And in olden days, when the rain fell, the ground absorbed the rain. Now, in many occasions, people are selling organic vegetable. Now, if you have contaminated water, how is your vegetable organic? Because our water has contamination. Our sewage water, we don't have a proper sewage system. Everything goes into our rivers, right up from the Karakoram, right up from the Hindu Kush. Everything goes into the river system and it was washed down, and naturally the soil absorbs it. So when we talk about organic, you have to have rainwater. So anyone who actually wants to grow organic vegetable should also be made to collect rainwater, so that in the end they can use rainwater for the vegetables. Even recycling of wastewater, there are so many techniques now for recycling wastewater and using it for cultivation. I think I remember about 18 years ago, we had Professor Higa from Japan, who had developed effective microorganisms that feed on all the contaminants, and he introduced it in Pakistan. Recently, I discovered that the National Agricultural Research Council of Islamabad is still producing it. So I got some of this material.
خوشکسمتی سے پاکستان کی حکومت بھی بارش کا پانی اکٹھا کرنے کے بارے میں ہلکا احمد کی ہی ہم خیال ہیں.
Now we have built up areas, we have road system, we have parking areas, and the rain goes into the storm drains and it gushes off and it causes flood in the low-lying areas. So we should do something about it. Well, luckily, last year, Capital Development of Islamabad got a new chairman who was fully aware about my perseverance in rainwater harvesting. So he invited me, and a committee was formed about rainwater harvesting. So there were some very committed people working in that committee. And in Islamabad now, there are three areas where rainwater has been collected. And amazingly, during this last heavy rains, in certain areas, the water table has risen by 30 feet, just because of these rainwater harvesting initiatives.
اختتام میں مس احمد کے پاس ہم سب کے لیے ایک پیغام ہے.
And I think nature to heal, we should be using our religious groups to preach it, because the Quran teaches it. So Quran teaches us that God has given us this earth in our hands, and we have to look after it, and we have to for our future generation. Now that is in the Quran.
ہم آپ کو سلام کرتے ہیں مس ہلکا احمد اور ان کا جو حصہ ہیں ایک قدم دہی ترقی کی طرف کا, آپ کی گہری فکر کے لیے, لوگوں کے مستقبل کے لیے اور خوبصورت قدرتی ماحول کے لیے پاکستان کے اس صوبے اور ہر صوبے میں, اور آپ کی انتھک کوششوں کے لیے بنانے کے لیے ایک سرسبز صحت مند طرز زندگی آنے والی نسلوں کے لیے. دعا ہے کہ خدا پاکستان کو خوشحال کر دے. ذہین ناظرین, آپ کا شکریہ آپ کے ساتھ کے لیے آج کے پروگرام میں. دعا ہے کہ تمام باسی اس زمین کے نہائے جائیں اس شفا دینے والی محفوظ طاقت میں. وائز ویورز, تھینک یو فار یور کمپنی آن ٹوڈیز پروگرام. May all inhabitants of planet Earth be immersed in the healing, protective power of Mother Nature.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GPGW.